The economic fight between the U.S. and China ratcheted up today. The Trump administration announced this morning that it's moving forward with tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese products. Beijing quickly vowed to retaliate, and President Trump promised to punch back again. The World's Jason Margolis is here. He covers trade issues for us. First of all, Jason, how many items are we talking about here, and what is on the list?
It's just over 1,100 items, and the list has a lot of manufacturing goods. I have it right in front of me. It's an exhaustive list, and it's very specific things like isotopes, not heading, 2844, spark ignition, reciprocating or rotary, internal combustion, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of things that are parts within bigger manufacturing apparatuses.
Right, stuff we might not understand, but which are probably important to a lot of industries.
Yes.
Now, economists generally don't like tariffs, so what is going on here?
Right. So, in fact, more than 1,100 economists sent a letter to the president, said, do not do this. And economists on the right and the left, conservatives, think tanks, liberals, they all agree tariffs are a very crude way of solving a problem. Now, many people agree, most people agree there is a problem. China has been taking advantage of our intellectual property, but tariffs are not the right way to address the problem. There are better ways. They say work within the WTO, the World Trade Organization, work with your allies. That is the way to address a 21st century problem. Tariffs are a 20th century or earlier solution.
Now, in response to this imposition of U.S. tariffs, China, quote, called on all countries to take joint action, resolutely put an end to this outdated and aggressive behavior, and firmly defend the common interests of mankind. I mean, that's a pretty dramatic statement. Who will these tariffs impact? All of mankind, as China suggests?
Well, ultimately, it's going to impact you and me. I mean, you think about it. If you put a tariff on a ball bearing, so that ball bearing is sold for a dollar and it comes into the port of Long Island, they tax it for 25 cents. That cost is ultimately going to get passed on to the consumer. That's the bottom line. Whoever pays last pays the most.
And who might these tariffs help?
Well, that's the question. I mean, President Trump thinks they'll help American companies, but most economists say it's the exact opposite because a lot of companies in China that are building these things, they're actually American companies. They're subsidiaries of American companies. So you're hurting American companies and you're actually helping your competitors in Germany and Japan, because now the Japanese company that builds ball bearings can import it from China to Japan to the United States, no tariff.
And that's what those 1,000 economists who wrote to Trump said.
Pretty much.
The World's Jason Margolis. Thank you.
Thank you.